Okay. Hi, this is Tim Alexander, Lawrence Sterling. Dr. Deco will join us just a second. This is the Nutra Medical Report Show. Well, as we're about 17 days away from the inauguration of Donald Trump as President of the United States, I'm excited about that, and I'm very hopeful. We literally could be on the verge of the greatest economic boom in American history. But at the same time, we have to be very careful. The globalists have not been totally removed from power. They're very dangerous, and they're scared. They're scared of losing control. They see what's happening not only in the United States, but also in Europe. There are several key countries in Europe that will be having elections in the months ahead. The Netherlands is one. France is another. And Germany, a little bit further down the road, is the third. Those three countries all may end up electing right-of-center parties that are populist, and they're determined to exit from the European Union. So the Rothschild-created, structured European Union is not looking too good right now. The entire thing was... There you are.
Yeah, how likely do you think it is, Tim, that they will succeed? Because I think the opposite. I think there's going to be what I call a whiplash effect, where you're going to see the rise of what I call Fortress Europe, which means they'll get rid of the bureaucrats, but they'll have a federalized system like the United States of Europe, and there'll be some elements that'll give some national sovereignty, but many of the elements I expect a common military, which means German, Italian, French military. I expect to see a common border control because they're going to respond to Merkel by turfing out these Muslims. I expect to see a common technology where they're going to put cyber controls so they can't be hacked anymore by the Chinese or others, stealing from America alone $200 billion worth of industrial espionage. And I'm sure that's a similar number over in Europe because Europeans are very innovative. What I expect to happen is that there'll be lots of really good things happen in the next 4 years, but there's going to be some very scary bad things. Attempted assassination.
Well, you know, the picture you just painted, Dr. Bill, that really depends on whether the globalists totally lose or whether they replace people like Merkel with a globalist candidate.
I think that they're going to try levers that go beyond politics. They're going to pull the economy and the banks. They're already trying to get rid of cash. That's obvious. They're not going to be able to replace Merkel. Merkel screwed it up for anybody like her in Germany because the public won't buy it. Already a number of cantons have voted against the Merkelese kind of stupid, idiotic so-called uber-Christian right kind of thing. We have to be
well. Merkel's her migrant mayhem. Germany is handling more so-called asylum seekers than the rest of Europe combined. Right. And over the holidays, they burnt the oldest Christian church in Germany down. You really read. And I have viewers in Germany, and they send me some stuff.
Right.
And if you really dig into it, the numbers of women, girls, and young boys that have been sexually molested and raped in Germany is just unbelievable. They're covering it up. And when they do report it, they tend not to report it as a refugee incident. But I was reading some information from a fairly small area in Germany, and the numbers in 2016 of the people raped in that area were just unbelievable. And they say even those numbers are probably...
Tim, they don't care whether they're raped or murdered. These politicians like Merkel or Hillary Clinton, they could give a rat's behind whether they kill them or rape them.
Satanists and they're globalists.
Right.
And
the problem is that it's now exposed. One of the things about this election cycle and Brexit, by the way, it was a normal guy's elected. It was called bangers and mash. in Britain, the regular working people, they had enough of Muslims taking over their country. And they had enough of European bureaucrats deciding policy for Britain. And I had on the program 4 years ago an Irish representative, and he said 86% plus of the decisions are made by bureaucrats in Brussels, and they have no input at all, the elected officials. So
that is the way it was designed to work.
Right. And the problem is, you see, people have had enough. And Trump is the example here. You're going to see the getting rid of Renzi in Italy and the rise of Le Pen. Le Pen's already stated she's getting out of NATO and she's getting out of the IMF. Okay? That's really serious.
Well, I don't think that Le Pen will make a fortress Europe.
No,
I think Le Pen will get the hell out of the EU and out of NATO. There's no reason for NATO to continue to exist.
Well, many of the nations that belong to NATO are former CIS nations from the Soviet Union. How crazy is that?
Well, it's very crazy, but it serves the interests of the globalists. Once you understand that you have these 30 families with almost unlimited money because they're legal counterfeiters at the apex, and they've been manipulating things, creating wars and mayhem and depressions and so forth for over 200 years, then you can understand the pieces on the chessboard and the weird stuff. I mean, I think it's extraordinarily weird that the leaders of Germany, France, Sweden, Norway, and many of these European countries have all of a sudden, simultaneously, flung the doors wide open. And originally there was the scam, all these were Syrian war refugees. The reality is, only a minority are from Syria. Most of these idiots are from North Africa or Afghanistan, places like that. They're not fleeing war. They're coming in because they were told, come on in, get free money, you know, free everything, live off the German state. And, of course, they bring in their hateful, sick Muslim religion and their attitudes, and they're so stupid they think, you know, that they can walk into Europe, take over, be fed, which they are, and then impose their cultural beliefs and religion.
I'll give you an example. The Germans often have lines now because of waiting to see your doctor, but not these people, just like the illegals here in America don't have to pay insurance. So I heard a story, and this happened earlier last year, where one of these Muslim mothers, and of course a full burqa, brought the child in who was sick to the doctor, and then she went to the pharmacy, and then they asked her for the money for the prescription. And she had a fit right there and says, you take care of the child, and she left the child in the pharmacy alone, just left. Now,
well,
let me tell you.
You know, she should be arrested and sent to prison, a labor camp.
I know,
and
I have something more extreme.
A couple hard years of labor, have her bond rebut kicked out. And
let me tell you what my suggestion is. Now, we have three groups of people, and I watched intelligence expert on Fox, and I thought it was a very prescient analysis. We have Muslims who want to integrate. They're a small number. But remember, their culture and their religion tells you, even though they want to integrate, they're not going to blow the whistle on bad Muslims that are making pipe bombs and nail bombs and biological weapons and praying with their mat in front of the refrigerator to Allah with the lyophilized culture. No, no, no. So what we have here is that group. Then we have the Islamists. They want Sharia law in America, and if they get to be a large enough minority, they want minarets and call to prayer at 4:30 a.m., and they want to go, Allahu Akbar, so loud, it literally gives you a shock. So you think you're having a cardiac arrest in your bed because it's so loud.
Yeah, well, you know what? If they do that somewhere around me, I'm a pretty good shot, and those speakers won't last for long.
But right, okay, that's number two.
I imagine a lot of people will have that idea.
Out of the Islamists, we have jihadists. And jihadists say, because you're a kafir, you need to die. Okay, and they don't care if they blow themselves up so they can get their boys with skin like pearls and 72 virgins. All around.
Yeah, well, you know, that's when you bury them with pig intestines and coat them with pig.
Here's my solution, okay? This is Dr. Deagle's Uber solution, and I hope it gets through to people like Donald Trump. Number one, you send Delta Force in after you cut off their finances. You hit them with space-based weapon systems, if you know where their GPS is, their building, and you blow it to smithereens. You kill them all quickly in their skin, and you find out wherever they are. You cut off some finances, and you do that. The second group you do is you go to every mosque and you have someone who speaks Arabic, like my son Matthew, and they actually listen to the mosques. And if the imam is doing something bad, he gets arrested and deported immediately. And you also start taking names and numbers of anybody else who is in a Muslim group of any kind, like a social group or a church or a mosque. And if they don't turn in somebody who does something bad, they're going to be charged with a crime because they knew this guy was a bad actor, even telling in advance what he's going to do. This fellow that hit the Berlin Christmas market, he blew up and burnt down the actual building they were in when he came up from Tunisia with the Syrian refugees. So he was in prison for 2 years. Then they said they couldn't deport him, so they actually released him, and he hopped on a train and went to Germany to try to collect weapons to fight against the Germans. You've got to be kidding. This is like the Keystone Cops of incompetence. You've got to be kidding. And then Obama destroys the metadata.
It's that way by design.
And then the metadata, even that George Bush, and he was a pretty incompetent president, but Obama goes way beyond incompetent. He's evil as shit. This guy's bad. And he actually got rid of the metadata, so you can't track the Muslims. You don't know where they are. And now their policies are, they'll bring someone in, hand them over to a usual Christian charity, which, by the way, these Christian charities need to get a spanking. They are part of the problem. Okay, because you don't have a Christian charity bringing
correct nonsense.
Yeah, you gotta remember these Christian charities. You are part of the problem, a major part of it, by the way, because you idiots are bringing in potential terrorists mingled with the population, with Baghdadi and everyone saying we're going to do this to you. By the way, we want to kill your wife and your kids. Have a nice day. And these Christian charities are collaborating. When they do this, by the way, they dump them in these states, like the governor of Wisconsin. I watched him on the news the other day. And he wants to know, he actually had a personal call to Donald Trump. I want to know if they're coming to my state, and I want to be able to veto to say, no, I don't want them. And then the federal government doesn't track them because they say they will have to have privacy. So they can get on a bus and leave the state the next day. And even the federal government doesn't have a tracker on their ankle, doesn't know where the hell they are or employed, doesn't know what building they're in.
How about the illegal Mexican that had been deported 19 times and raped a 13-year-old girl on a bus?
He should have been put in a U.S. prison until we can transfer to a prison of his home country. And if the home country won't take him, we need to stop visas from that country completely.
Well, that particular individual needs to be sent back the 20th time in a box.
Well, that's possibly true. That's probably true. But nevertheless, if we have an alternative...
people out and they come back in, it's a joke.
Okay.
It's a joke.
Okay, Tim, if this person is, say, from Nicaragua, okay, and they won't take him back, we need to cut off all visas from anybody coming from Nicaragua. Nobody gets in. We also need to stop what's called marriage visas. This one up in San Bernardino, she was from Pakistan. She came from an ultra-radical city in Pakistan, and they let her in some kind of marriage visa because she's going to marry this guy. I mean, are you crazy? What's wrong with you? And, you know, when we talk to other Muslims, Muslim imams are actually moderate in Houston. 160 imams were fired from mosques just in Houston, because it's a big mega city, just because they agreed with Donald Trump about vetting. Isn't that crazy?
Well, you can't vet these people. You basically need to say, we have just about a zero immigration policy for Muslims.
Yeah, well, firstly,
we may let a few in, but
extraordinary reason. Muslim Islam and Christian America does not mix. Now, I know people say, that's too extreme. No. What we need to realize is that you can reform it this way, the way I would do it. You need to actually go through every Muslim in the country and have them do a personal oath that they will not ever support Sharia law. You need to have metadata on every Muslim, monitoring their phone, fax, email, Twitter accounts, every social media. And if it looks like they're contributing to a Muslim terrorist organization or doing tweets or anything that indicates they're supporting Sharia law, they're deported. You don't need to do a crime. It's called pre-crime. You're gone. Okay? You show intention to violate the Constitution. And we need to meditate on everybody, all these Muslims, everyone. I don't care.
Well, you know, a foreigner does not have an automatic right to enter the United States.
No, I'm talking about Americans. A lot of these Muslims who are born here, like Al-Awlaki. Listen, Al-Awlaki from New Mexico was not an idiot. He had a master's degree in engineering. He was a maniac who was supporting all kinds of terrorism, which you know, including that happened in that Fort Hood shooting. What we have to understand is we don't just have a foreigner problem that's coming in here. We got a Muslim terrorist problem here in our prisons. So you go to prison, and let's say you're black or you're Middle Eastern or whatever, or you can be white. And they got whites that are actually converting to Islam. Look at this guy, the head of the CIA. He's a converted Muslim, and he's a Wahhabist. He supports the most vile form of Sunni Islam, and he's best buddies with the Abominator. They're meeting privately at my house in there.
Let me ask you this. Why should we allow anybody at any senior level of government or anyone to have a security clearance who is a Muslim?
Well, look at the head of the Justice Department. You know, here's the crazy comments coming out of her about her meeting with Bill Clinton on the tarmac, and she's a Muslim. And then we got the converted head of the CIA is Muslim. And, of course, now we even have this in the Democratic Party. These people are suicidal. They have this guy, this Muslim guy that is running to be the director of the Democrats. I'm thinking, you guys keep on going to the left. You'll have so few people voting for you. You'll just be like, is there a Democratic Party? I don't think so. I think it's gone.
Well,
if Bernie Sanders had any sense, and the people after him.
That's what libtardism gets you.
Right, and then, by the way, the party's gone so far left with people like Bernie Sanders. A lot of people like Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is a likable old Jewish guy because he identifies a problem. But his solutions, when someone brought up a sign and they showed the actual the actual sickle and hammer of communism, he says, yeah, he thinks it's a compliment. Bernie Sanders is a social communist. He just wants to take, like Robin Hood from the rich or people who can make anything and give it to the poor.
But let me tell you what communism really did. It concentrated power in the hands of a very small group of people. They were not poor. They were put in power by the globalist. Were all put in power by the global banking cartel.
Let me give you a real concrete example. One of my friends in medical school was Yana Zidorov. Yana was a very smart, but slightly chunky, Russian girl who was very smart, medical student. Her father was the head of gastroenterology. This guy was right from Moscow University. This guy was brilliant. Okay? And they were part of the party, okay, which means they had a little chink of paper. And she would tell me, because she belonged to the same fraternity, that if they wanted anything, they go down to the gray building and they put in the chit of paper if they needed a kind of a audio player or this or that or some special form of sausage. They could always get it. The poor people, the hell with them. And by law, in Russia, only 10% of the population could ever belong to the Communist Party. It was limited to 10%, which means if you're not a white Russian of the specific right genetics, you're screwed. Okay? Now, that's the facts. Okay? People understand what communism is. It means the dictatorship by a specific subclass of people who run everything.
Well, actually, most were Ashkenazi Jewish.
Exactly.
The majority of the Politburo was always
Jewish. Do you know why that is? I met and took care of, in the Banfield Pavilion of the Vancouver General Hospital, 1977, veterans from the Highlander Division in Canada and the 82nd Airborne Division who marched in and took St. Petersburg that was converted to
Petrograd, then Leningrad,
back to St. Petersburg. And they took the city.
Beautiful city, by the way.
And they took the city of St. Petersburg, and they also marched in and took the city of Moscow. Most people don't know this, that the Canadians and Americans had no resistance. In fact, they were invited in by the Bolshevik, basically Khazarian Jews. And they didn't have any weapons yet. They were being made in Pennsylvania for them and shipped, paid for by J.P. Morgan, who was actually a proxy of the Rothschilds, paid for them. And then, of course, after World War I,
the Ford Corporation,
we built a Volga River plant to make tanks so the Russians could attack the Germans from the Eastern Front. And the Germans caught wind that we were actually making tanks to attack them. Did you know that?
You've got to have two sides to have a war.
Well, yeah.
hard water, then it's likely that line scale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate line scale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Optimistic, but I'm also protectionistic. In other words, I want to pray for Donald Trump. What I want is his personal security and his presidential security tuned up to the top. Because then, if he doesn't kill the globalists, they're going to get him.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to come down fairly quickly to he either decaps them or they will decapitate him.
And I can tell you right now, it wouldn't matter. The Pence and his team of titans and the people that have now been led, we will continue on what Trump does, and if they assassinate him and they actually make him a martyr, it's going to guarantee a hot, bloody revolution, and we're going to kill or jail all these uber-leftist globalists. These maniacs are going to fry in their own skin. They can't understand just how much the level of geopolitical, informational, and physical violence will visit on these maniacs.
By the way, WikiLeaks says that 2017, they're going to release a whole lot more than they released in 2016.
Well, you know what's interesting? I saw Julian Assange this morning for a while. He's going to have a full interview. You don't want to miss it on Hannity tonight because he had 90 minutes with Assange. No state and absolutely no Russian. In fact, he even asked the question, now, if this information was on the Republican National Committee and on Donald Trump, would you have released it? He said, of course. So in other words, he wasn't trying to get either one in. And the information he has from one of his colleagues was given by a disgruntled DNC person who was ticked off that they deep-sixed Bernie Sanders campaign. It was actually a Democrat who gave the information to Assange, believe it or not. That's the report.
Yeah. By the way, a senior Italian politician, Martino Scalavinti, has said that Europe is under attack from Islam and should prepare for war.
Why did they make all these foolish remarks? Get a bunch of your armies together, put guns at their backs, push them into a civil detention camp, start separating the men from the women and children, send the men back to their home country in prison, okay, not just send them back so they can pop back across
the border. One of the problems is they don't know where they're from. Because they destroy their passports and build
prisons in places like Saudi Arabia and arm it with local military police and so on and have Americans watching the
put them in C-130s, give them a parachute and shove them out the back. They can parachute down.
Well, they can do it humanely, but they want to lock them down so that they stay there. Remember, this is Articles of War. You don't have to go through a military tribunal, Tim. All you have to do is it's an article of war. If these people are combatants, you shove them into civil detention, you imprison them until the end of the war, which may be decades from now or centuries for all I know. The fact is Islam is not going to roll over and go to sleep. And we need to realize that's fooling around.
That's totally true, but on our border, we have a flood tide, besides all the people that Obama is bringing in, we have a flood tide of illegal aliens. And it's so ludicrous that we release them for the crime of breaking in the country, not once, but like this one guy, 19 times.
Yeah, but listen, there are over 90,000.
You've
almost
got
90,
to make
000.
A person pay for it.
There's
no downside to that.
Yeah, Tim, here's the situation. Here's what Trump is probably going to do. He's going to deport 1 to 2 million illegal aliens that are also criminals. The people that have been here 2 decades and are paying taxes and benefiting and so on, they're not going to get deported. That's why there's a big surge from these three countries in Central America. The border is going to close, and that's why they're in a panic to get across the border, because when it closes, you're not going to get a cockroach across that border. Now, legal immigration is going to get sped up and become more efficient. And by the way, there's good Hispanic people that are good family people that need to get into the country and want to work hard, whatever they're doing, whether they, for example, our own people that have got their green cards, et cetera, that have been here for a long time, that clean their home, they're legal people. Their daughter is doing a training as a dental hygienist. We've helped them out financially to make sure that she can continue her training. She's going to be a dental hygienist by this summer, which means their family are moving forward. They're contributing. They're good people. Donald Trump is not going to turf them out of the country. People need to know that. But if you're a criminal, a rapist, a murderer, a robbery, you're going to prison, and you're going to go to prison in your home country. And if you're in prison in your home country, you're going to stay in our prison for a long time. You're going to become a very old person.
They should be busting rocks when they're in our prison.
Exactly.
Should be
hard labor. Hard labor.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
So, Tim, I said earlier what my prediction was in the first hour when we were doing our Care Par University. I'm just going to repeat it. I expect great, wonderful things from Trump and his team of titans. I see 8 of their senator picks are going to be pushed and aside and rolled over through the Schumer. This guy looks like a minion. He's got that smile like, yes, I'm evil and I like it kind of look. It's like, holy crap. And then these damn Democrats think they're going to actually, it's going to be good for the Democratic Party. They're moving further to the left and becoming more and more irrelevant because they're not trying to collaborate even on infrastructure and other programs that are good for all Americans, including Democrats. They're going to screw things up. And there are going to be further attempts to try to assassinate Donald Trump. He's had already several attempts. He's got a top-notch force, and he wears level 3 body armor, but someone's a real good shot, get a headshot on him and kill him. If that happens, do not be surprised that there's a civil war in this country. And if you think out there that you're a real hotshot, loudmouth Democrat, and you're going to start storming the cities and taking over, you better think twice, because you're going to die in your own blood.
I don't get. I mean, I understand why the globalists are upset.
Yeah, but no,
these people don't think. Trump is collapsing the rat heap.
Tim,
the average libtard. See, I don't get it.
I do get it. I get it exactly. Most of these people, if they actually let a thought get to their cortex, they probably their head would pop off. I watch a number of these talking heads that they hire on Fox News to just be a Democratic voice to counteract. Jamu, whatever her name was, and she was talking about she was a Democratic advisor in 2008 for the Clintons, Hillary Clinton, when she was trying back then. What we have to understand is these Democrats do not connect the dots. They do not have a logical thought that follows in progression at all from another logical thought. They don't.
They'll
sit there and scare you down and repeat stuff. They'll repeat stuff that's totally false. When Assange comes forward and said there's no evidence that the Russians gave us this, it was actually a disgruntled Democrat in a meeting in the woods that gave it to our guy, and there's no other state involved. It was actually a disgruntled Democrat that gave the information about the Podesta emails and this other stuff because they're so ticked off about what they did to Bernie Sanders. Now, what did they ever say that the things that were in the emails were not true? Of course not, because it's true. You know, let's get it. You know, Hillary Clinton was a satanic.
Look. Did you really think that Hillary Rotten Clinton was somehow going to make things better? I mean, I hear these complaints about Donald Trump this and Donald Trump that, but did you really think that evil witch was somehow going to make America better? I mean, what the hell was she running?
I've stated this before, and I know it's hard for some people to grasp this because they have what I call a milk and cookies version of Christianity. I have a Joshua, Jesus on fire, Yeshua HaMashiach, I serve the master, the king of the universe. I am his son and servant kind of Christianity. I believe that I entered heaven when I started to completely submit my will and my life and my breath. So every day is a prayer. I don't have to stop and pray. But I pray too because I want to tell you that I know that what I do in my life determines not only the physical recompense or healing of people, but their spiritual salvation. One of the things God did when I was bringing a patient who's suicidal was put a shotgun in his mouth back, it must be almost like, 30 years ago, 25 years ago, is he said, I'm going to take you to the place of the abyss. I said, I got a God, I was talking, dialoguing with him in the car. I got to get back home in the middle of bad weather, and this is Nova Scotia, right, in the wintertime. He said, don't worry, I'll get you home. He showed me the abyss, and I said, who are these falling in the darkness forever and fading and the agitation and fire of their frustration and their terror? He said, they are these countless millions who will go to this place of annihilation if you do not hear and do my will. And I couldn't speak for a day. Let me tell you, I have that ever-present feeling of I have limited numbers of days, weeks, months, and years before God takes me home. And I will do the will of the Father until the last molecule of oxygen leaves my body and the last mitochondria shuts down. Now, people need to take me seriously because I'm real. Not like BS people like Alex Jones and other people that are false media. I'm real. I also have presidential level security clearance. I can tell you none of these other so-called broadcasters know what I know, was on the inside, understand things technically, and have had supernatural experiences. And they don't want to hear that I have extra channels of information besides my classified channels. They don't want to hear it because they want to say, well, you can't be like that. You know, I even had one idiot in 1999 after I traveled to 42 cities in Israel said, the Deagle, you're the Antichrist. I'm thinking, what a knucklehead. I'm a bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christian, okay? And let me tell you, if it wasn't for God saving me out of becoming a 10th level maggot, because I'm extra intelligent, I would be one of the most evil people that ever drew breath on the planet. God help the people that they were praying for me, like little diabetic lady who came to my office and finally made me totally pro-life, who had no kidneys and wanted to have a baby and was in the ICU getting dialysis so she could have her child in the hospital. Okay? So, you want to know who Dr. Deagle is? I'm not full of it. And let me tell you, this year you're going to start seeing things that I'm telling you more and more about that you're going to start saying, well, who is Dr. Deagle? How does he know all this stuff? I can tell you right now, if we keep repenting, God will hold back judgment. But right now, Trumpance means he's given us a period of grace, just like Jonah. You remember Jonah and the whale? That he gave grace to Nineveh, but 40 years later, one of the sons or grandsons of the king of Nineveh who did repent in sackcloth and ashes and prevented judgment, because Jonah was ticked. He was like, God, I went to fry them, fry them. Hey, come on. let's get on with it. And then God said to him, I'll put a plant over you. And eventually God said, no, I'm going to make the plant wither. I want you to fry. You're an idiot. You're not getting the program. He said, grace is my grace because these people repented. I don't care how evil they were. They turned back to me and they repented. Same thing as if you're a mass abortionist or murderer or a liar or a demonic, you know, child eater. If you can repent, there is no sin too great. God cannot make you white as snow in your, and all the blood and the horror that you've done taken away. There's no sin too great. But if you don't turn in this life, you're done. And there's millions and millions of people that aren't going to get the true gospel. And as a result, they're going to go to the place of annihilation. And unfortunately, we are step by step getting one day closer to Armageddon. And that's coming. And millions and billions of people are going to die in that thermal holocaust. And they don't have any idea.
I think
they don't have any idea that's
there
coming.
There are a number of hot spots. If you notice, Trump tweeted about the supposed ICBM that the North Koreans are working on. And he said basically it's not going to happen. And I think there's no way we should allow that pathetic jerk with the bad haircut, third in his line of communist dictators in North Korea, to have a weapon that can reach the United States.
Yeah, but you know, this is a simple way of solving it. Number one, we tell the Chinese, you either put a choke chain on this maniac or we're cutting off.
Well, that's what Trump said. He said, look, you've taken trillions of dollars out of the American economy and you reward us for this jerk.
Let me be sarcastic here. You know, it's one of my talents. Kim Jong-un can't wipe with the left or right hand his ass unless he asks the Chinese first. Okay? That's the facts. The fact that he's able to do all this stuff and then threaten to hit a missile. Now, if he gets a missile in the air, and I know this because I actually took care of employees working on the missile defense, and the first exposure was July 10th, 1994, went to a 440-seat media theater 2 miles underground built by former Disney media people, a digital 45-minute presentation for world leaders, and it's not in this theater. This is literally a whole theater underground showing us a presentation of all nations are going to have proliferated nuclear weapons. And they have three layers to our missile defense. The first is THAAD, theater air defense, missile hit a missile. Really poor. I asked them how long it would take because I was sarcastic with these characters, and they laughed at me, you know, because I'd ask them tough questions, and they laughed back. No one else has the nerve to ask that question. And I asked the guys who are at White Sands and in Vandenberg, I said, you know, how long will it take before this actually works? He said, well, probably 76 trillion with a T and 2045. And then, of course, the second layer is plasma interferometry, which is why, you know, in Lake Shasta in Northern California, you get 2,000 parts per million aluminum, because aluminum nanoparticles, barium, strontium, and thorium are being put up there as paramagnetic materials to scramble the missile guidance systems of missiles coming in. And that's already in place. Okay, so that one actually works pretty good. And the third layer is what's called a Tesla death ray weapon. You know, like, you know, Darth Vader and death ray. We have it from Tesla. And they were building them in New Mexico at the White Sands missile base, but they weren't building enough. Obama completely defunded the friggin' thing. So now that Trump is in there and he's getting missile defense and he's talking about rearming, he's going to remodernize our military, he's going to make missile defense so damn tight, you won't be able to get a sparrow into our airspace unless we permit it. Okay? So once we and our allies are totally covered by missile defense, we can tell Kim Jong-un, we can fry your missile on its pad, we can fry your building and cookie inside your fat skin, and we can cut off the funds from China, and your people can starve and eat the corpses of their recently deceased relatives. Now, if Donald Trump actually has some cojones and does what I think he's going to do, the Chinese are going to have what's called a cremaster reflex, and they're going to freak out and realize that Trump is no pushover. He's not just a businessman. He's one of the toughest guys they'll ever deal with on the planet. And if he does what I think he's going to do, the Chinese are going to cave. And he's also going to arm, with nuclear weapons, Taiwan, South Korea, who should already have nuclear weapons. If they don't, it's ridiculous.
I think Taiwan already does have nuclear weapons.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you that all three need to openly have them, so the Chinese need to realize in 8 to 12 minutes, every one of their so-called industrial super cities will be turned into an atomic vapor. They need to realize they need to play ball with us, or it's going to get very, very ugly.
Well, it's the dangers there are that the globalists will seek to exploit.
There's no danger
that
when everything's straight up and right. If you go down to a gang, and there's a bunch of bikers, and they all got razor-sharp chains, and, you know, stilettos and Japanese swords and stuff like this and sawed-off shotguns, are you going to go over to the head of their gang and punch them in the nose? You won't get out of there alive. In fact, you'll hear a chop, chop, chop sound.
One of the funniest, it was a short video on YouTube. It was an outtake from this show about these mobsters. And this head mobster, you know, he's at in one of his bars. And it's a dive, you know, it's an Italian neighborhood. But these bikers come up on their motorcycles, not knowing this is a gangster headquarters.
Right.
And they come in, and they're being real wise, Weisenheimers, you know, causing trouble.
Yeah.
And they say, "We just want a beer." He says, the bartender, "Get the man a beer," you know. And then they right away, they start causing trouble. And the guy looks at the bartender, and there's a couple big guys from the back start coming out with Louisville Sluggers. And the head mobster, he locks the door. And all of a sudden, the bankers look at one another like, uh-oh. They proceed to absolutely stomp these guys into the ground. And right. One of them manages to make it out. And he's running down the street, and the neighboring people are stomping him, you know. And they kick over the bikes, and I mean, these guys. And finally, you know, the head guy, they pull him out and put him in a car before the cops get there. And, you know, they just picked on the wrong bar is all I can say.
Well, I can tell you, the toughest people on earth are Americans. And if you tick us off, like they've ticked us off, and now with this election cycle and the 8 years we've suffered with this fake president and his fake family, his fake supporters.
8 years, but, you know, it started going downhill when they killed President Kennedy and got by with it. Yeah. And George Bush Sr., he was one of the chief operatives on the ground. They got by with that, and it's been downhill ever since. America is so rich and so powerful, it's taken a long time to get us to the part where we have 105 million people completely out of work.
But they're not unemployed.
In the last 8 years, 96% of all new jobs have been part-time.
Remember now, with their new statistics and New Think, I call it New Think, that's a new term, right? New Think. With New Think, not just political correctness, that black is white and white is black, and if, up is down, et cetera, that they're not really unemployed. They're just kind of like on hold. They're like in a stasis.
Didn't they cover that in the book 1984 or Brave New World or something like that? You know. Yeah, I mean, look, they've lied through their teeth, and they've told us we're in a recovery from a recession. No, that's not true. We're in an economic depression. And what the globalists have brought us is what I call wars and economic, or wars and austerity fascism. That's what they brought in Europe.
Unfortunately, there's some side effects of things that we have to do that I know when I even talk to my wife and other people, they say, well, we don't want that. For example, Mr. Pompeo, who's the director of CIA, believes in uber what's called metadata to make sure terrorism doesn't happen anymore, including inner prison systems where people are being converted to Islam. We need a metadata on everyone who's a Muslim. I don't give a damn who they are. If you're a Muslim and you're an engineer or a doctor, we need a metadata. We need to know if you're taking part of the money you're making as a doctor or engineer and sending it to a terrorist organization, or your brother is heading over to volunteer to fight in some war. We want to know what the hell's going on, and we want to also know that you're a whistleblower and going to turn in these maniacs so they don't kill us, either in our sleep or in a shopping center or in a stadium. That needs to happen. Now, by the way, if the Muslims that are really good Muslims here and decide that they're Americans first, not Sharia law, they're our best ally, and they're welcome to stay. But if they don't renounce Sharia law, if they don't turn them in, and we have evidence that they haven't turned in them when terrorism happens, many with their own homegrown terrorists like Al-Awlaki, Admiral Al-Awlaki of New Mexico, we need to start doing things that's going to be really ugly. And that means many of these Muslims are going to end up in civil detention camp or be deported. And it's going to happen if there's major terrorism.
You have a problem with that? I think that's good.
Right, but listen, the level of terrorism I expect, remember, I did the exit examination on the Oklahoma City Murrah building. And the guy that told me said, well, we also did the Kubar Towers in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. So, well, why are you telling me that? He said, because they used ANFO also, which is this ammonium nitrate fertilizer stuff. But they had seven times more, and all it did was blow the windows in, had no structural damage, and didn't vaporize any pillars. And they said, well, the Mirror Building was built. It's really solid. But we removed two U.S. Army Corps engineer micro-nukes, thermite, high-explosive cord, and RDX. And we had three radiation detectors that went off scale. So the debris was radioactive. And he wanted me to check him out for radiation because he said, well, I don't want to have normal kids. I don't want to have, you know, I don't want my testicles fried if I'm working around radioactive debris. I want you to test me out. So I tested him out. He had a loose tongue at a bar in Fort Carson. They court-martialed him, and they hauled my ass into the boardroom at Colorado Center for Occ Med, and Major Schwinder's there along with the hospital director, the program director, etc., firing me, and I counted I wanted a check for $50,000, a letter of reference. If they came within 500 miles of me and my family, I promised to take them out, which means I was going to kill them. I got the letter of reference and the $50,000 the next day. Okay? Dr. Deagle's not exactly Mr. Passive. Okay? So you got to understand,
black,
I know what the hell is going on.
There's a black helicopter right outside your house right
now.
No,
they're monitoring everything. They're afraid of me. Let me tell you, I got so much information on these guys, you wouldn't believe what I can dump on them.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Cancellation day. It's cancellation of ignorance. When people hear these stories, they say, how many stories have you got? Look, I have a lot more. There's a lot of stuff I know I haven't talked about. I don't even tell my wife, okay? So you got to understand, Deagle has a close to photographic memory, and I've been through a lot of crap. Dangerous crap, crazy crap, stuff that people say, how nuts are you, Deagle? I have no fear. I've been on the other side twice, a person 8.5. I am not afraid to die for the Most High God and for many people who otherwise go to the place of destruction. I'm not afraid. That scares the crap out of these maniacs, but I'm also strategic. I'm not going to stick my chest or my head out and say, blow it off. But I'm telling you, I got counter-strategy that's pretty vicious. In the astral plane, the physical plane, if I ever see a civil war coming, I'm going to release technology that's a hell of a lot more dangerous than guns for the public to make. And let me tell you, if you think out there, you maniac Satanists, that you're going to take us on, it's going to be a party, you better think twice. Because the violence of the righteous against the viciously evil is a hell of a lot worse than the devil can ever concoct. The destroyer is not the devil. He's just the perverter. The destroyer is God and his people. When God commanded Joshua to go in and kill the Amalekites, and kill these various Jebusites and all these otherites, he wasn't saying, you know, because they really don't like them, their clothes style is bad, or they got an attitude, they don't like me. No. He knew that he had to get rid of these Satanists, otherwise they're going to get rid of the ancient Israelites. So, for example, when Samuel, who is the prophet, finally said, you know, that Saul didn't do the job of killing the Amalekites, you know what he did? He went in there, and Samuel chopped up the king of the Amalekites in little pieces. Okay? Do you think we should be passive? And I don't think Trump is going to be passive. He knows what he's dealing with.
Well, let me tell you something Trump has just done within the last 24 hours. yesterday, the House Republicans got at the Ethics Oversight Committee.
Yeah, exactly.
And Trump laid down the law with a pair of tweets. And this morning, the Republicans announced they've abandoned their moves to get the ethics oversight.
Oh, you're kidding. They want
to
gut
them
so they
don't start cleaning. A couple tweets from Trump.
Well, guess where the swamp main drain is? It's in the friggin' Congress. Because these corrupt politicians are the ones that love the zillion regulations that the Abominator put in. You know, when Obama put in so many regulations, I think they said it was something equivalent to like 3 million pages of paper that this maniac's done just the last
month. Well, Obama will find that they're going to be very quickly overturned. He's going to be overturning a vast
number.
The
presidential
paperwork's probably already prepared for him. He'll be sworn in, and before that day is over, he will have rescinded a great deal. Now,
but there's one more thing that's going to happen. The COA presidents covering previous presidents is not going to happen this time. The kind of attacks that this maniac has done against Trump and his administration, he's going to repay. And I guarantee you that with Sheriff Ohio and the investigations, you're going to see the fact that this guy is a
total
phony.
We need the birther issue, the Pizzagate, all that, and the corruptness of the Clinton Foundation. All this needs to come out.
Right.
Plus, Trump's attorney general needs to pick out a couple congressmen and senators of both parties and make examples out of them for corruption. And then when Trump picks up a phone to congressman or senator and says, I need your support, they will listen.
They jump to attention.
We've got to turn this country around. This is our one chance.
By the way, if we don't turn America around.
Pray, get right with God.
Yeah.
Pray for Trump. Pray for this country.
Yeah, by the way, if we don't get America turned around, the whole world is done. The whole world is done because America, doesn't repent, will be the seat of Babylon. That's what'll happen.
Yep.
Hey, this is Jimmy from Zipa. I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me. Snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you better go to Zipa.com and get this fixed immediately. That's Zyppah.com. You need to stop snoring abuse now. What about your children? They're not getting any sleep because you're snoring? Unacceptable. Order now. go to Zeepa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Happy Z spelled backward.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.